Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
From the Kendrick Brothers, creators of War Room and Fireproof, comes LifeMark.
Always wondered if my biological parents think about me.
Inspired by a true story.
Imagine how scared she must have been. And then the decision to place you for adoption.
Is that your birth mom?
She wants to meet.
Really?
Yeah. She loved you, and I'm so glad that she made the choice that she did.
LifeMark, starring Kirk Cameron and Alex Kendrick. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13. Only in theaters beginning September 9th. For tickets, go to LifeMarkMovie.com.
Listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Kevin McCullough, and here we go.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Obliterating confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
All right, so glad to have you with us today. We got a lot to talk about. Bethany Mandel will be here from the Deseret. Kelsey Bowler from the Independent Women's Forum. We'll even talk to the RNC about some of the latest border nonsense. But we start with my very good friend, John Gibson, right back here on Kevin McCullough Radio. Don't go anywhere.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing the role
as well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
I've said this many times. There are people that work in the broadcast news industry, whether it be news talk radio or cable TV or even broadcast, that over the years have had different levels of influence on my own career and path, and people that for no reason at all sometimes just went out of their way to give me a word of encouragement or to point me in the right direction. And I'm so grateful to have John Gibson back with me today. John, thanks for being back. There's lots going on in the world, and you've got a new book out. I want to get to the book in a minute. But I want to get your assessment, because I miss you on TV. I wish you were still on TV. I get tired of the kids talking about things that they don't seem to know as much about these days, especially the White House press corps. My gosh, what a shameful group of know-nothings we have in there. I mean, thank goodness for Peter Ducey. But aside from that, but I am curious about your thoughts, as I often am about the news of the day, as to where you think we are some 50 days out from the election of 2022. What's your take on what's happening in the country right now?
Kevin, I thought it was really much clearer before two events, and I think they've muddied up predictions. And the two events were the abortion decision out of the Supreme Court, which may have mobilized Democratic women. And the other was Donald Trump making it clear he's going to run. Now, he hasn't announced,
right.
but nonetheless, those are two huge motivating factors, and how they break is still not clear to me. Now, you know, the background, as you well know, before those two things made themselves clear, was raging inflation, outrageous border situation,
right.
Crime on the streets that's just shocking, And this stuff with transgenderism that has, you know, now has us observing major medical institutions disfiguring kids before they even hit puberty. All those kinds of things are huge motivating factors for Republicans. Biden has managed to bring down gas prices by depleting our national oil savings account, but the grocery store is still a nightmare, just an absolute nightmare.
Yep.
I don't know if you notice this, but When I go to the store, I would buy, you know, this is getting into some details here. I buy chicken breasts. I now know I go in there and the big companies, Tyson, those guys, they're slicing them up. They're not taking, you give them the whole chicken breast. They're slicing them. So you get a bunch of, they call them chicken breast fillets. And they're basically giving you less and charging the same price for it.
Wow.
Now, we know about this going on with boxed goods, let's say cereal.
Yep,
you know,
yep.
Turns out, but now right there on the meat counter, we're gonna slice this chicken breast up so you get about half of it and you paid for the same amount. You pay the same amount that you paid for the full thing.
Yeah.
And it's just kind of mind-blowing that that's going on all over the place.
Well, it's interesting that you bring up the abortion case, because I think that New York is going to be a real test for that. Hochul is running ads, you know, trying to pin Zeldin down on being a supporter of the Dobbs decision, and he celebrated it. And Zeldin is coming back at her with nothing but surveillance footage of shootings going on the streets of New York. And just, I've talked to a lot of women specifically in the last 24, 48 hours that have seen both ads. And I'm telling you, abortion may be something. I mean, see, here's the problem. In a lot of states, it didn't become illegal. It wasn't changed at all. So
right.
For her to say here in New York, it's really under threat, it's kind of like bogus. Nobody, I mean, everybody knows that you can still get an abortion anywhere you want in New York City.
Yeah, that's very late-term abortion is what you've got going on in the street.
Yeah.
Your 14-year-old is getting aborted by another 17-year-old with a gun.
Yeah.
And not only that, there's just wanton attacks,
yeah.
Random attacks of people on the street. Never mind guns, but, you know, just people being beaten down on the street. It's just shocking. And I saw Bill Clinton the other night talking about, oh, the Republicans go out and scare people. Well, they damn well ought to be scared.
Yeah.
This is not good. And I read that New York City subways now have cameras in them. Anybody watching?
No. She just said she's going to put them in them.
Let's say they're in there. You know, first of all, somebody's going to take a spray can and spray it over the lens. Yes. Secondly, even what that means is that after you are stabbed, they'll have a picture of the stabbing and maybe the perp if he isn't wearing a COVID mask and a hoodie.
Yep.
You know, nothing takes the place of cops.
It's nonsensical. Well, and that's why Zeldin's reached out to Adams, and he's promising to fire Bragg. There's going to be a lot of things that go down. But I think your observation is very interesting. I do think New York will kind of be a test case to see, you know, how those two things went head to head. Let me shift over to the Trump thing for just a second, because I thought, and I got really worried after the Mar-a-Lago raid, that the campaign was going to turn on. Now it's about who's with Trump and who's against Trump. And what I've seen from Zeldin, from Kerry Lake in Arizona, from Ron DeSantis in Florida, from Dr. Oz in Pennsylvania, from Herschel Walker in Georgia, these people that are running for the Senate and the gubernatorial seats at the top of the ticket, which are going to be the biggest races that are on the tickets this go around, they are all seeming to say, we're going to let Trump swim in his own lane over there. We're going to sit here and talk about immigration. We're going to talk about crime. We're going to talk about gas prices. We're going to talk about inflation. And yeah, gas prices have come down a little bit, but still where Biden came in at, they're still double plus in most places of the country. So I'm curious, do you think they're on the right path in staying with message discipline and just coming straight at the voters with the issues?
Yeah, I do. If you get in the Trump vortex, it can work out for you or not.
Depends on state.
Yeah, it depends on the state. Depends on the mood of people at any given moment. And, you know, it depends on what Trump says at any given moment. I mean, you know, they're making it. Look, there's a story on the front page of the New York Times today. I'm sure you saw it. It says, no matter what we do investigating Trump, it doesn't seem to shake his supporters' support.
Yep.
And you know, this thing of we got him now, which we're in our, what, eighth iteration?
Yeah, I know. 10th? I've lost track.
Yeah, I've lost track, too. It's, you know, I don't care what you feel about Trump. You've got to be looking at that and saying, well, wait a minute. They said this about, you know, and start counting off the things. And according to the Times this morning, no, they don't have him now.
Yeah.
Even they're admitting, we got him on this thing. There he is saying on Hannity last night, well, I can just think I'm declassifying these papers. And, you know, you just saw the blue Twitter world explode.
Right.
We got him now. Look at the ridiculous thing he said. Nope. Didn't make a dent.
Yeah, and it's actually not that far from being reality. There's much more. I've had a lot of attorneys on since Mar-a-Lago. There's a lot of latitude that presidents can have in how they declassify. Whether he did it right or not, I'm not here to say.
Well, apparently you can do that if you're Secretary of State, too. You can have stuff on your server that's not classified.
That's true.
You just thought you were going to do it.
Point taken, Mr. Gibson. Exactly. Let's take a break and come right back. I'm talking with my good friend John Gibson. Don't go anywhere.
If we don't have a base in the Black and Latino community, we can't branch out. You got to have a strategy, and that's at least my strategy. Black Lives Matter. Black Lives
Matter. From executive producer Larry Elder.
The first conscious act in organizing our people is to let them know who they are.
Comes the highly anticipated film from director Justin Malone.
If you think you're an American, you will fight to protect the interests of capitalist America.
An eye-opening expose on the demoralization of America.
If you know you ain't no American, you'll fight to destroy every aspect of American capitalism.
The rioting, burning, and looting began.
Here. Watch the film that is waking people up. A cinematic page turner. Mind-blowing. Excellent. Eye-opening. A masterpiece. A sequel that stands on its own. Uncle Tom Part 2. An American Odyssey. Available on Salem Now.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you got lower back pain, neck pain, upper back pain, even sciatica, maybe completely debilitated from walking due to the amounts of pain in your back, then you need to talk to my great friend, Dr. Melinda Keller. As the director of the Brooklyn Spine Center, she specializes in that non-surgical spinal decompression. And what I love about Dr. Keller is that she's committed to eradicating the pain, not with scary injections or surgery, but she wants to make sure your spine is healthy. She gives you a complete diagnosis. And if you have a bulging disc, spinal stenosis, sciatica, or herniated disc, she is going to point you in an all-natural direction first that will not cut on your body or put shots into your system. Find out for yourself, because she's going to help you alleviate that pain and doing things like walk freely again and playing with your kids or grandkids. So call Dr. Keller now, 718-234-6200. That's 718-234-6200. And let Dr. Keller and the Brooklyn Spine Center help you today. That's 718-234-6200 or brooklynspinecenter.com.
Download the AM570 The Mission mobile app on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on WMCA.com. Tune in iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Listen to Tim Kennedy and It's Just a Mortgage Saturday afternoons at 5. Learn about reverse mortgages. Tim is a certified reverse mortgage professional with U.S. Mortgage Corporation. Have equity in your home? Will a reverse mortgage line of credit benefit you and your family? Visit TimTalksReverse.com or call 631-750-0520. There are misconceptions about reverse mortgages. Will I lose my home? Do I give up home ownership? Will my children be burdened with debt? None of these are true. A reverse mortgage line of credit may help you achieve specific goals, the ability to age in place, maintain financial independence, or plan for a more safe and secure retirement. TimTalksReverse.com or 631-750-0520. Listen to It's Just a Mortgage every Saturday afternoon at 5 on AM 970 The Answer and AM 570 and 102.3 FM The Mission, WMCA. It's Just a Mortgage with Tim Kennedy.
We know summer is coming to an end, which means Invite Health is having our annual Labor Day Buy One, Get One Free Sale. The sale is on now. Buy any Invite Health product at suggested retail and get the second bottle free. Say hello to the change of seasons the right way by learning more about how to stay healthy from me, Dr. Amanda Williams, by listening to past shows and informative podcasts all at invitehealth.com. Give us a call to order by phone or to speak with a degreed healthcare professional 7 days a week at 800-673-2345. That's 800-673-2345. 2345. Visit invitehealth.com for our retail locations and to set up a free nutritional consultation in person, by phone, or by video. Take advantage of Invite's limited time buy one get one free Labor Day sale. Contact Invite at 800-673-2345. That number again, 800-673-2345, or go to invitehealth.com. Invite Health. Get healthy, stay healthy.
Why choose proven quality sleep from Sleep Number? Because our Sleep Number 360 smart bed is really smart. It senses your movement and automatically adjusts to help keep you both comfortable. Plus, it's temperature balancing, so you stay cool. It's even smart enough to know exactly how long, how well, and when you slept. Our smart sleepers get 28 minutes more restful sleep per night. Sleep Number takes care of the signs. All you have to do is sleep. Don't miss our Labor Day weekend special where all smart beds are on sale. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed plus free delivery when you add a base. Ends Labor Day. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
Hey, college football fans, I'm Sloan Martin.
And I'm Mike Golic Jr.
And college football Saturday night is going to be kicking off the season in Gainesville, first game of the Billy Napier era for the Gators.
And they get to take on a Utah team that came out the end of 2021 red hot.
And we hope you'll join us because Saturday nights are meant to be fun. Catch us right here Saturday at 7 on your home for college football Saturday night, powered by Learfield.
On AM 570 WMCA.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
Oh, we've still got a lot of things to get to on today's show, but I just decided I was going to change a bunch of it. So John Gibson stays with me another 8 minutes or so here. And John, always appreciate your candidness. If there is one thing that I think anybody who watched your career in television would admit, it was that nobody owned John Gibson's brain except John Gibson. So and we're grateful for that, because I think in the day and age in which we live, it's very seldom that you get, sometimes just honest, straightforward thoughts about things. And so grateful for that. You got a new book out, and it's in the same series that we talked about last time. Give us a little elevator pitch on this. It is fiction, but it's based in kind of historical accuracy.
Yeah. Okay. So my first book was OJ's Knife.
Right.
And that was about the fact that the police never found the knife. And the fiction story is two guys find the knife. Craziness ensues. Okay, so this one is about, it's called Death in the Reeds, R-E-E-D-S, and it's about a fact, which is that there is an antiquity, and it's known, among scholars as the Lioness and the Nubian Boy, and it is a 4-inch plaque. So this lioness is killing this boy, and it's a little decorative plaque that was on a throne of a king 3,000 years ago. There's one in the British Museum. There was one in the Iraq Museum. And at the start of the Iraq War, the Iraq Museum was looted, and this particular antiquity was stolen. To this day, it still has not been found.
That's the historical fact that this one is based
on. That's the historical fact. So now, my story, which always involves a ne'er-do-well, always getting fired or suspended TV reporter named Mickey Judge, it follows the guy who stole it, what happens to him, what happens to it, and how it all winds up in San Francisco, where Mickey Judge finds himself trying to, find this thing and save a colleague who has got stars in her eyes about making millions of dollars selling this thing. So that's the basic fiction story. It's a mystery. It's called Death in the Reeds, a Mickey Judge mystery by John Gibson. And there it sits on Amazon. If you put in Death in the Reeds, it pops right up. And I can assure you, when you hit place your order, it'll be on your doorstep 2 days later.
And if you don't have 2 days, just get the Kindle version, because you can have it in minutes.
Yes,
seconds.
That's true
even.
Too.
Yeah,
that is true. Too. Yes.
Well, congrats on a successful follow up in that Mickey Judge series. I really liked OJ's Knife, so I can't wait to take a look at this one.
I did send it to you. It's on its way.
Okay, very good. I have not received it yet. I think Nick may have absconded with it. We'll have to.
No. He gave me your address this morning.
Oh, okay. Then that explains a lot.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's go back to the news for just a bit more.
Sure.
You mentioned some of those more heart-wrenching issues, and I have to say, in the election cycles that I've somewhat paid attention to, and that goes back to Gerald Ford, I've never seen grassroots parents as on fire and motivated and in some places angry the way they are about CRT and gender identity being visited upon 5, 7, 10-year-olds in elementary school in ways that we've never seen before. And some of this is teachers unions running the show. Some of this is activism working its way in. But I'm just curious, do you sense that the parents of America are really ticked off about this, and will that matter?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I think it does. I mean, I think it matters a lot. Now, remember, I live in Texas, but, you know, I think about those BLM riots in 2020.
Yep.
And, you know, the corollary would be these parents going down and burning down the universities that produce these teachers that are on TikTok every day talking about how they are in charge of kids. Parents have no voice in their education. Nothing could motivate people more than that. You tell people, I'm taking your kid away. I'm going to fill his head with stupid stuff. I'm going to talk him into mutilating himself, changing his gender, and you have nothing to say about it. Well, you might as well use a cattle prod on people.
Yeah.
They're going to sit up straight and do what they can about it. And, you know, Randy Weingarten may be able to protect teachers from getting fired, but she can't protect board members from getting voted off the board.
And they've been voted out in places I didn't expect them to, like San Francisco.
Yeah. And I mean, you know, I think that when it comes down to this stuff, there may be a shark in the water that these progressives just are not expecting. This could be a scene from Jaws.
Well, and speak to that for a second, because it feels like, and I've seen some polling since the Seventh Realm of Hell speech that Biden gave in front of Independence Hall, where he imitated Benito Mussolini. Independents seem to be very turned off by both the tone of Biden's team saying, if you disagree with us, you're, you know, a threat to democracy and that kind of thing, But they also seem to be very concerned about these, really what I call heart-wrenching issues, like their kids in public schools. You don't have to be a Christian conservative. You don't have to be a churchgoer. Mm-hmm. You don't have to be any of those things to just not want your kid to be indoctrinated.
No. And, you know, you see Biden doing this stuff and you see Gavin Newsom waiting in the wings to double down.
Yeah.
It's you know, people looking around and saying, well, wait a minute. You know, Biden is already trying to achieve the one party state nationally. And if he doesn't run and Gavin Newsom runs and by some accident and misfortune, he ends up being president, and the country becomes a one-party state like California, and these policies are visited nationally, and we all become the mess that my native state is, it's a nightmare.
Yeah.
And I think people can put two and two together, look at it, and say, I don't want any part of that.
Well, and that's why, you know, if Trump decides to run, I totally believe he has the right to make the decision and do it. He certainly there were certainly enough questions about what happened in 2020 that, you know, for him to receive more votes than any incumbent in the history of the country, and to feel like he got robbed on that note, whether he did or not, or however they pulled it off. If he decides for whatever reason not to, I think you've got a good bench of people, the governor from Florida being a good example of it, that could easily take Gavin Newsom on in a common sense toe-to-toe battle. And I do think it's going to be a battle for the real soul of the country, what they actually believe, what they believe about their kids, their family, what they want to have as their country.
Listen, I think, you know, we're all looking forward to Yankees and Dodgers in the World Series, right? And DeSantis versus Newsom, man.
Yeah.
I want that.
Yeah.
I mean,
couldn't be more clear in the options.
It could not be more clear, and it could not be more fiery.
Yeah.
I mean, I love Trump. I loved his, you know, the things he stood for. But let's be honest. He is exhausting.
Well, he hasn't said he's going to, and he hasn't said he's not going to. He certainly acts like he is. But it's not up to me or you know, people at the Daily Wire or anybody else to tell him what to do. He's got to make that decision for himself.
Right.
Friends,
but I'm just saying, in a perfect world, if we could watch DeSantis versus Newsom, man, get me my bucket of popcorn.
Yeah, I think that's coming up sometime. We'll see. Okay, get John's new book, Death in the Reeds. It's the paperback or Kindle version, and you can get it right now on Amazon. Death in the Reeds. John, thank you so much.
Hey, Kevin, thank you.
Kevin McCullough coming right back. Hi, Kevin McCullough. MyPillow is having their biggest bed sheet sale ever. The MyPillow Percale sheets are available in a variety of colors and all sizes now on sale. For example, the queen size regular, only $89.98, now only $39.98 with your promo code WMCA. Order now, as there is a very limited supply. The MyPillow Percale sheets are breathable and have a cool, crisp feel. They have deep pockets to fit over any mattress. The MyPillow Percale sheets come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Square and use promo code WMCA to receive the MyPillow Percale sheets for as low as $29.98. Order now, because when they're gone, they're gone. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-651-0798 and use the promo code WMCA. That's 800-651-0798, 800-651-0798, and promo code WMCA.
The following is a paid political announcement.
Hi, this is Frank Pallotta, Republican candidate for United States Congress here in New Jersey's 5th District. I'm not just running to return my district to Republican hands. I'm running to represent all of the people in my district, including seniors, veterans, small businesses, and everyone who longs for real bipartisan leadership. I've just launched a weekly radio talk show on AM 570, The Mission, called Frankly Speaking. Our show will air Thursdays at 9 p.m., so please tune in. We'll be discussing the issues that are relevant and critically important to all of us here in the 5th District and across this great state of New Jersey. If you'd like to know more, please visit my website at frankfornj.com. That's Frank, the number 4, nj.com, where you can follow our campaign, catch up on the issues, and if you like what you see, please feel free to donate. If you have any questions, contact our office at 201-783-8801. Thank you.
This is Frank Pallotta, and I approve this message.
Hi, I'm Kevin McCullough. There are people that live in all kinds of circumstances, and sometimes the houses we have or the homes that we have inherited or can't seem to service anymore, they become bigger headaches than they're worth. That's why my good friends Sean and George at Swift Homebuyers are ready to help you now. They'll pay cash for your house. It doesn't matter what kind it is. Could be vacant, could be left over from a divorce, a junk house that needs thousands in repairs. They'll buy a house in any condition at any price. Cash for probate, inherited houses, houses where you have renters that won't pay their rent. Sean and George and Swift Homebuyers are Christians, and they are a family-owned real estate business. Call them today and find out what you can get from them for your house that's given you this headache. 732-800-4020. They'll buy houses in any condition, and they'll pay cash. Kevin McCullough, I trust Swift Homebuyers to get the cash out of your home that you need. I think you should give them a call. 732-800-4020. That's 732-800-4020.
It's Dr. Lederman speaking with 007 about prostate cancer.
You're 007.
The real 007. I was diagnosed in 2005 with prostate cancer. I requested a biopsy.
Why?
Going up, I got a biopsy that I had cancer in my prostate.
And then the doctor told you, hey, you got to have
surgery.
Did your doctor tell you about Dr. Lederman and radiosurgery?
It's his bread and butter to operate. Not only do they leave the cancer behind, which is the most important thing, but you're incontinent and your sex life is kaput. I knew about your treatment, which was very easy to do.
15 years later, your PSA is zero.
My urinary life is okay. My sex life is very good.
For more cancer information, call Dr. Lederman, 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES. Most insurances, Medicare, Medicaid accepted, 1384 Broadway. Call Dr. Lederman, 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio.
Yeah.
take one modern lady mixed with classic sensibilities and a keen eye on what's news. A fellow at the Independent Women's Forum and a reporter for the Daily Signal, Kelsey Bowler, exclusively at Kevin McCullough Radio.
Kelsey Bowler is back with us. Kevin McCullough, glad to be with you. Kelsey, this week, well, we got a lot to talk about because you've been working on your documentary, but there's also some new developments in some other area news. And I had John Gibson on as well. The gender identity stuff in the schools, it's going to be an enormous voting motivator for parents. Women's rights talk, the abortion stuff, is going to be offset by a strong turnout of moms and married women that are going to be very motivated to vote based on the gender identity and the educational dysfunction that we have in the country. And I'm curious if you agree with that assessment.
Yeah, absolutely. I would caveat that to say that a lot of Americans still don't know how far this issue has gone until it affects them personally. And that doesn't necessarily mean you have a child who is gender confused. That could also mean there's a gender confused child in your own child's class, and the teacher is in the school is mandating that your child use incorrect pronouns that don't align with this child's biological sex and accommodate this child, whether that means having a biological boy use girls' bathrooms or locker rooms or even room overnight in opposite sex cabins, all in the name of tolerance. And so once these types of situations start affecting more and more parents, which they absolutely are, because the number of transgender and non-binary identifying children is just skyrocketing, they are going to wake up to it. Many of them sadly already are, because we know about these instances all across the country. But I'll tell you, it is easier for a lot of Americans to say, well, I'm tolerant, I'm compassionate, I'm just going to let this child identify however they believe, and that's the end of the story. But what these people need to realize is there's nothing tolerant and compassionate about lying to children. It's actually cruel and inhumane to send them down a path that entails lifelong medical complications, hormones, surgeries, irreversible damage to their body.
It's become this huge tent to park everything under that may just be normal emotional development, may just be a sense of I don't fully understand how I, you know, what I am yet as a person. But they don't want to necessarily go down this path of permanence that has no recourse. And that was the message of the young 18-year-old girl that was trying to get the word out yesterday. I know you've got a big chunk of these stories coming up with your documentary.
Yeah, I believe that girl's name is Chloe, who you're speaking about. She's a very powerful story. I encourage everybody to go watch it. And absolutely, Independent Women's Forum just released our latest story featuring a detransitioner as well, a biological woman who went down the path of a social and medical quote-unquote transition only to realize just a year after having a double mastectomy to remove her breasts that objectively, no matter what she did to her body, no matter how many people she convinced to call her a boy, there was no way for her to actually be a boy. And that identifying this way was actually kind of being used as a coverall to an attempt to heal some deeper emotional and mental health issues that she was having. She was one of those teens who thought, if everybody around me doesn't affirm me, if I'm not allowed to quote unquote transition, then I will kill myself. This is what she told her parents. This is what she told herself. And less than a year after surgically removing her breasts, she changed her mind. This really was over a 4-year span where she made permanent effects to her body and then realized she is a woman. That's not even how she identifies. It's just simply what she is.
Right.
And, you know, it's a very powerful story because she thought when she was younger, there was no way she ever wanted to have children. If she did, well, she could always do surrogacy because she was aware there were some risks of sterilizing yourself. If you take these cross-sex hormones or puberty blockers for a long period of time, which she was doing.
Yeah.
And then she realized after meeting a boyfriend that she actually did want to have her own children. This was extremely important to her. And at that point, she was at a crossroad and completely terrified to even go to a fertility specialist to find out if she was infertile due to what she did to her body. So I really encourage everyone to go watch it. It's on IWF.org. I don't want to give away the ending of the story. I'll tell you, it's an 8-minute video, super powerful, and it really does have an ending you don't want to miss. There's been such a media blackout of these detransitioner stories. Yeah. I appreciate you covering, and I think there's such an important piece of the conversation of this entire gender ideology debate.
We're going to keep telling the stories, Kelsey. It's what we have to do, and I know you will as well. IWF.org, that's where you go to see that. Kelsey Bowler, always appreciate your insights. Thank you for today.
Thank you.
You got it. Kevin McCullough coming right back. Don't go anywhere.
Listen to Pray for the Nations every Sunday at 1:30 p.m. with Pastor David Hernquist of Van Nest Assembly of God in the Bronx. Jesus taught us to pray, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." We believe that God's word for 2022 is to simply preach the gospel of the Lord Jesus to every people group in the earth. As we pray for the nations to hear about Jesus, we believe for a global awakening to our Savior. We invite you to listen to Pray for the Nations every Sunday at 1:30 p.m. Van Nest Assembly of God is located at 755 Rhinelander Avenue in the Bronx, between Holland and Wallace Avenues. VanNestAssembly.com provides more information about the continuing education classes with Berean School of the Bible through Global University. These courses are designed to help fulfill your calling as a church leader, layperson, or for your personal enrichment. Tune in to Pray for the Nations every Sunday at 1:30 p.m. VanNestAssembly.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you could save money on your mortgage payment and put more money into your pocket, wouldn't that make sense? Now is the perfect time to call my very good friends, Mike and Brian, at Fellowship Home Loans. Home values are up. The housing market is strong. Interest rates are low, and they're going to stay low. Talk to Mike and Brian about ways you could possibly eliminate PMI, private mortgage insurance, consolidate debt, take cash out for home improvements, and save on your taxes. As a direct lender, you deal directly with the decision makers who will save you the money and guide you every step of the way. And with outstanding customer service reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, you will be amazed by how well you are treated and how simple they make this very complicated process. Call Mike Rakeman and Brian Sheely at Fellowship Home Loans and lock in your low rate today. 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-SAVE. Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA, Fellowship Home Loans, Licensed Mortgage Banker, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 60134.
Download the AM 570 The Mission mobile app on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on WMCA.com. Tune in iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
This is Greg Floyd, president of Teamsters Local 237. Join me for Reaching Out. We'll talk about the issues that matter the most to working families, union members, and everyone who cares about the future.
On the next Reaching Out, Greg speaks with the 55th governor of the state of New York, David A. Patterson. It's Reaching Out, Saturday afternoon at 4:30 on AM 570 and 102.3 FM, The Mission, WMCA.
Hello, friends. This is Jason Belletta from Be Alive, the Royal Jelly Company, and I have some great news for you. If you want to be uplifted over the weekends, you now can by tuning in to WMCA every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. for the Be Uplifted Show with Jesus, Matt, and Lori, right here for you to listen to. Sponsored by Be Alive.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. MyPillow is having their biggest bed sheet sale ever. The MyPillow Percale sheets are available in a variety of colors and all sizes now on sale. For example, the queen size regular, only $89.98, now only $39.98 with your promo code WMCA. Order now, as there is a very limited supply. The MyPillow Percale sheets are breathable and have a cool, crisp feel. They have deep pockets to fit over any mattress. The MyPillow Percale sheets come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Square and use promo code WMCA to receive the MyPillow Percale sheets for as low as $29.98. Order now, because when they're gone, they're gone.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-651-0798 and use the promo code WMCA. That's 800-651-0798, 800-651-0798, and promo code WMCA.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. If it's happening in New York or across the globe, learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. You may remember about a year ago, we talked about this concept called Banned Book Week. And it's not exactly what it is titled, but there is certainly an agenda behind it. And here to discuss is Bethany Mandel, writer for The Deseret, FoxNews.com, other great outlets. She's also the editor of the Heroes of Liberty book series, which I cannot recommend highly enough. Historical biographies accurate about the types of American heroes that they will not hear about in their local public school library or in their local public school classroom, sadly, a lot of times. But she rejoins us. Bethany, for those that weren't here last year when we talked about it, Banned Book Week, how does it work?
Yeah, absolutely. So the American Library Association has been tracking for a number of years the books that people bring an objection to in their local libraries. And, you know, 10 years ago, the books were kind of, you know, Captain Underpants and sort of books that had potty humor, silliness. I personally, you know, I found most of the books that people objected to about 10 years ago to be non-objectionable. That changed. The number one book at the top of the banned books list for the last several years is a book called George. They've retitled it since. Now it's called Melissa, and it's by a writer named Alex Gino, who goes by they, them pronouns. And so I think you know where this is going.
Oh, man.
And it's a book basically promoting the idea of gender transition to children and to middle schoolers. It is marketed for middle grade children. And so that's ages probably like third grade to sixth. And it makes taking hormones sound like taking antibiotics, and it cures you. And it's very easy and it's very simple. And all you need is your parents' permission. And I'm basically paraphrasing because I've read this book. But it's all part of a push to introduce sexuality and introduce age inappropriate topics to children too soon. And if you look at the list of banned books now that the ALA is so desperately trying to protect, the books are explicit. And they are inappropriate, and they are not the Captain Underpants of 10 years ago, that's for sure.
They're the kind of books, actually, that when parents tried to read from them at local school board meetings, the school board shut them down and had them dragged out of the school board meetings.
Yeah, and the same when you show images. There's another book that's been at the top of the list called Gender Queer, and it's a graphic novel.
That sounds harmless.
It's graphic, let me tell you. There's the imagery of sex acts between children. There are images of adults laying in bed with children in sexual positions. I mean, it's the ALA has decided to shift its focus towards protecting and promoting sexually explicit material to children. And that's what Banned Books Week has become.
And how do they pull this out? Do they go into the schools? Do they go into the libraries and set up displays? What's the strategy?
For the librarians to sort of promote this?
Yeah.
So during Banned Books Week, they'll create promo tables. And so they'll say, these are the books that we're highlighting this month. They basically use all the same books as they used in June during Pride Month. They just, you know, same display.
Just change the label on the table. It's banned books instead of Pride. Yeah,
exactly. It's not as many rainbows. But I mean, it's basically the same idea. They're sort of pushing this into the hands of kids. I have a friend here where I live in Montgomery County, Maryland, and she told me that her daughter has pretty much only come home with these books from the school library. And she's talked to the librarian and said, I'm not comfortable with my child reading these books. And the librarian has just been like, I don't really care, because they think that our children are, you know, the collective's children. They are society's children, and, you know, they need to be educated, and who cares what parents think about
it. Well, I've been speaking with Kelsey Bowler and John Gibson, and they've all said the same thing, that this kind of new attitude of the kids don't belong to you, they belong to us, the greater us, whoever that is. And I think, I don't know, Bethany, I know that the left, the far left, is really pushing on the Dobbs case to try to get the abortion vote out. I kind of think that moms, particularly moms of small children, are going to care a lot more about this stuff than they are in states like New York, where abortion is still legal anyway. It's not going to be a deciding factor in the gubernatorial race here, but something like this is. And
yeah,
moms, and you don't have to be necessarily a Christian conservative to be, upset about this. There are just normal people living in the suburbs that don't want their kids exposed to this stuff.
Yeah, I mean, the friend that I referred to is a moderate Democratic voter mom, and she doesn't want her daughter, you know, who's, I mean, this is how they target kids. You know, you're going through puberty, your body is changing.
Yeah.
Sorry?
This is grooming. And
yeah,
they're
yeah,
in print.
100%. Yeah. And so she doesn't want her daughter sort of in this really sensitive moment in her life exposed to the idea that, you know, you can avoid this changing body thing by taking hormones. You can avoid it, but you shouldn't, because this is just, you know, girls become women, and it's not a fun, it's not a comfortable experience. And so they're sort of targeting young girls by saying, you know, maybe if you're uncomfortable in your body, you're really a man. I mean, show me a preteen girl comfortable in her body.
Yeah. No, it's really insidious what they're doing. And it's another great rationale for why people should explore educational options. I mean, charter schools, homeschooling, Christian schools, Catholic schools, yeshivas, like whatever their options are in their particular communities, there's got to be better opportunities than what we're being force fed through the, you know, National Federation of Teachers.
Yeah. Yeah, that's absolutely right. I mean, we've seen the failure of public education over the course of the last 3 years, and now they're sort of piling on top of it. And so they weren't educating our children during COVID, and now that they have them back and they're years behind, instead of trying to play catch up on things like, I don't know, math and reading, they've decided to go all in on gender ideology.
And CRT, and in some cases both. This is really disturbing. Are there any practical steps, Bethany, that you're putting out there for people to, you know, take more control of their situation?
Yeah. So, I mean, I think the number one thing is to be aware of what your children are bringing home from the library, both the school library and the public library, and also what's being taught in their classrooms. Yeah. And that's not exclusive to the sex ed classes.
Oh, no.
They're putting these books in every single subject area.
Yeah, that's the problem. It's not anywhere near the sex ed discussions that they're doing. It's way in advance of that. Yeah. All right, Bethany Mandel, always appreciate it. Thank you for being here.
Thanks, Kevin.
Kevin McCullough coming right back. Don't go away.
We know summer is coming to an end, which means Invite Health is having our annual Labor Day buy one, get one free sale. The sale is on now. Buy any Invite Health product at suggested retail and get the second bottle free. Say hello to the change of seasons the right way by learning more about how to stay healthy from me, Dr. Amanda Williams, by listening to past shows and informative podcasts, all at invitehealth.com. Give us a call to order by phone or to speak with a degreed healthcare professional 7 days a week at 800-673-2345. That's 800-673-2345. Visit invitehealth.com for our retail locations and to set up a free nutritional consultation in person, by phone, or by video. Take advantage of Invite's limited time buy one get one free Labor Day sale. Contact Invite at 800-673-2345. That number again, 800-673-2345, or go to invitehealth.com. Invite Health. Get healthy, stay healthy.
When you need a lawyer you can trust, call the law offices of Dan Buttafuoco and Associates. Call 1-800-NOW-HURT. That's 1-800-NOW-HURT.
We tried Dynavite Nutritional Supplement, and after a couple of weeks, we noticed a big difference. Our little Gizmo's coat was shinier, and there was a lot less scratching and shedding.
My dog smelled and scratched constantly. We bathed and sprayed her, took her to the vet, but no results. Now, a little Dynavite in her food helps Bella keep her beautiful coat with no scratching or smell.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynavite.
Okay, girls, ready to go?
Yeah!
Mom, I'm hungry. Can I have a snack?
Me too, Mommy.
You want a snack?
Yeah!
Got it?
Children learn from our behaviors.
Mommy, can you open this,
please? All right, hold on 1 second. Okay. Okay, here.
Thank you.
They learn what is okay from the adults they see.
Mommy, are you on your phone?
If you're a distracted driver, chances are they will be too. What kind of driver are you raising? Funded by the Governor's Traffic Safety Committee.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, very glad to have you with us. You know, we've talked a lot about science today, and I mourn the death of science because science is good. Science, the discovery of actual fact, the observation of actual fact, is always a good thing. It helps you understand what's true, what's not. Helps you build a worldview around what is reliable. And it actually empowers you to be able to believe and to understand more about yourself, the world around you, God, people. When you are able to know things for real, it helps to keep you from becoming Stacey Abrams. Stacey Abrams, who, after what I saw this morning, I believe I can say is no such thing. There's no such thing as Stacey Abrams. Stacey Abrams supposedly is a person that ran for governor and lost, but never said that she lost. And she's supposedly running for governor again. But I don't think she exists. I think she's a manufactured thing designed to convince people that that she exists. And you know why I say this? Just listen to what she told. This is a bona fide audience of grown-ups yesterday.
There is no such thing as a heartbeat that exists. It is a manufactured sound designed to convince people that men have the right to take control of a woman's body away from her. There is no such thing.
All right, did you get what she said? Did you get that? There is no such thing as a heartbeat at 6 weeks. I could line up OBGYNs from here to Kansas to disprove her. Stacey Abrams, woman of science, elite, genuine intellectual giant. I heard the 6 weeks heartbeat of all three of my children. Not just one, but all three of them. And I don't know, maybe you've never had children, Stacey. Maybe that's the problem. I don't know. Maybe not talk about things that you're kind of wrong on until you know for sure what you're talking about. But the bottom line here is that she sat in a room and no one disputed her. At a gathering of Democrats trying to get her elected for governor in the state of Georgia. Now, Georgia, you can elect the most stupid person on planet Earth if you want to. But why would anybody want to elect somebody who was going to take... And again, this is all about the abortion. It's not a baby. It doesn't live. It's not actually alive. There's no heartbeat at 6 weeks. Those are all lies. From the moment the child is conceived, it's human life. It has its own DNA. It has its own genome code, its own serial number. And it's living. And at 6 weeks, you can hear the heartbeat, Stacey Abrams. There is no mass conspiracy of doctors tricking women and fathers into hearing the heartbeats of their children. Those heartbeats are placed there by God. Argue with him. I'm Kevin McCullough.